Good evening to RBN listeners. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. DJ Barden is my name, and we're here on a cold, miserable, damp, dank day in Wales on Saturday, the 20th of January, 2018. We are live, almost live anyway, but I was sailing, canned the board up. The weather here, I've been in minus 48, I've said I'm in Canada, I've worked outdoors, minus 20 in Athabasca and Alberta, the tar sands 20 years ago. But the cold here, it might be plus 7 Celsius, but 93% humidity and an east wind would absolutely get into your bones. So you might as well be in the Antarctic when we go an east wind here, plus 7 and 93% humidity. It's absolutely shocking. But anyway, warm enough here today to do the program. And as I say, we are surviving here in the UK with a dreadful, incompetent government. Same in America. Of course, there is no government at the moment. There's no funding. It's shut down. It's not like Belgium is a country that survived as a country without a government for nearly 2 years, and nobody noticed. In fact, everything improved. But that actually happened a few years ago. And Germany has a transitional temporary government with Angela Merkel hanging by a thread. And they keep saying she's re-elected. She has not been re-elected. She's in transition. But I think Martin Schulz, that's a vile-looking creature with a beard. You'll see him on the, if you pull up his name on the internet, he was a socialist, but he got about a third of the vote. She got a third of the vote. She got slightly more. But I think the deal he's trying to cut with her is that she can have, he'll go into coalition with her for all sorts of restrictions on immigration, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and economic plans. But I think he wants to be chancellor after 2 years. I think that's the rumor, and he's quite right. And otherwise she should go and take a hike and have another general election in Germany. But the other bunch of scum, the European Union, Theresa May, gutless woman that she is, this Macron came to Britain this week, and Sandhurst College of all places. He was never near a military academy like that. But they were exchanging pleasantries, and he behind the scenes is threatening Britain that we can't have this special deal unless we do this, that, and the other. So Theresa May, idiot woman, has agreed to give them another £44 million if they reinforce the encampment at Calais. That's the seaport between Britain and Dover. It's only 25, 30 miles across. But Britain has a customs and immigration post there, quite a major one. And the French have moved out 7,000 illegal immigrants who are trying to get on trucks and get into Britain and get into the Channel Tunnel. So they've had to bribe the French again. But the European Union is full of principle until you offer them money. And there's never been a trade deal in the world. We're now up to the Brexit negotiations, whereby Britain is now, as of March, three-month break, nothing happens. March, they'll start negotiating the trade agreement, which, considering it took, I think, the Canadians 7 years to negotiate a simple trade agreement with the European Union, supposed to be done and dusted within a year, but there's got to be ructions ahead, and ultimately I think Britain will walk away with no deal. I call it a World Trade Organization status, which would be better. We'd have full total control of everything. These other clowns, European Union, think we should be subject to the European Court of Justice, which is a hardcore problem in this country, where we can't throw out illegal immigrants of various kinds. And it's an outrageous court. Most of the judges there are not proper judges anyway. But it's full of that kind of stuff. And my own home country in Ireland now is a new prime minister, a Taoiseach, as they call him, word for prime minister in Ireland, in Gaelic. He is a smart young guy, Leo Varadkar. He's half Indian, West Indian, half Irish, medical doctor, very smart guy. But he's a declared globalist. I'm going to read out a letter which I sent all to all the national newspapers. I'm waiting to see will any of them publish it, attacking him. But I won't go into the complexities. Ireland has a problem, a genuine problem, with Britain leaving the European Union. Brexit, it means that the Irish border between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland, Northern Ireland and Britain, Southern Ireland is an independent sovereign nation. It's going to cause problems unless there's special arrangements made. But the first thing Varadkar does, he goes and backs the European Union against Britain instead of negotiating jointly with Northern Ireland and Britain with the European Union. But it's I'll just read out the thing I've sent. I'm just trying to see kind of what kind of have a quick and calls in nailing this guy, because he thinks it's a badge of honor being a globalist, and he's pro-immigration. And there's the beginnings of a percentage of the Muslim population in Ireland, of all places, if you believe. But Leo Varadkar, this is a letter I wrote to the 7 National News for Leo Varadkar, that's his name, admission to being pro-immigration globalist in his many media interviews is shocking. His admission is shocking enough. But to then prioritize his entire political policy in government as a cheerleading flunky for the rotten bureaucracy known as the EU really does mark him out as a suspect individual in charge of a country like the Irish Republic. In his contrived speech, willingly supplied to his masters, Juncker, Barnier, Schultz, and Verhofstadt, this is when he gave a speech this week to the European Parliament. He was treated like royalty because he was going to say all the right things. He twists every reference to historic fact of the EU. He's trying to claim that the EU kept the peace in Europe, which is absolute BS. It's NATO, NATO, which is the British and the Americans after World War II with the German people. And I say in this article that the German people were as much a prisoner of Nazism as the Poles and the French were when they were invaded. But he's trying to say that soldiers who fought against the Nazis were fighting for Europe. No, they're fighting for their own sovereign country and to get rid of a dictatorship and fascism. But how he twists that around is shocking, and he's quite a clown. For an educated man, he really is stupid. And he makes a comparison of a thing I can't explain here about the Derry Bridge, Freedom Bridge in Northern Ireland, which is not relevant either. But I say very clearly, the peace in Europe since World War II was guaranteed by NATO, the United States, Britain, and the current generation of German people who were as much a prisoner of the Nazis as the Poles and the French. It certainly was not the EEC or the EU. Other than the US and Britain, the rest of the so-called NATO European members, all of them, have been foot-dragging supporters of their own protector. That's right, they've been trying to undermine their own protector, NATO. I know NATO has been abused by the United States on a shocking scale across the world, it really has, but it was never properly reformed, and Trump is right on that. NATO needs to be reformed and refinanced, and people pay their share, but that's something that hasn't happened. And, of course, that goes over the head of Leo Varadkar, moron. And I say about Varadkar here, I have to nail this guy for this, to glibly give sign up support. Oh yes, he's backing the new EU army. And like Ireland is such a neutral country and has been right through World War II. We were neutral in favour of Britain, obviously, but having got out from under colonial rule of Britain just a few years earlier, 300,000 Irish fought on the British side against Nazis. So there's no doubt about that. But he's backing this new EU army, which is called the PESCO. PSCO. I forget what that means. And they said there will not be, I'm saying in the article, this will not be an army of a new super state, but it will be a rapid reaction force, you know, to put down this dissent in the non-sovereign EU countries, which is what they want to do, including Macron, who is an arch globalist and a representative of the Rothschilds. That's what he is. And coming later to a piece on Haiti, which involves these Rothschilds as well. And I said, no, make no mistake about it, if the EU army had been in place in 2017, it would have been sent into Catalonia to put down dissent there, and that, as such, would have caused a civil war. In his approach to Brexit difficulties, and there are many and complex again, Varadkar backs the EU first, second, and last, which is outrageous. And he's caused a lot of dissent with people in Northern Ireland, the two parties, the Republicans and Unionists side there as well. But I say, finally, instead of seeking agreement with both sides in Northern Ireland and then with Britain and to merge into one single negotiated tripartite unit, Ireland, Northern Ireland and the UK, and negotiate a single entity with the EU regarding Brexit, he didn't do that. He went the other way around, and he's caused a lot of problems. That's just to nail this guy, Leo Varadkar, which I'm rapidly becoming to dislike as a piece of work. But also, as we found out this week, that Theresa May, even though she said Brexit means Brexit, et cetera, but I think she's told some friends of hers, if there was another EU referendum, which there won't be, that she probably would vote to remain still. So this is who we have leading the UK. We are surrounded by traitors, just like in America in in the Senate and the Congress and all the rest of them. They are absolute treacherous, bought and paid for pimps, a whole lot of them. But I won't name the detailed article here in the Daily Mail. It's too much local detail to go into regarding the United States. But again, we have the same vicious encroaching situation, which used to be a factor of life here. An energy company, Swellafang with that outfit, who wrongly sent a bill to a new owner of a house. The bill referred to the previous owner, and they kept telling them it wasn't their bill, it wasn't their bill. And they sent around bailiffs who broke into the house when they were on holidays and installed a cash meter, or sorry, a cash debit meter, whatever they call it. But that family are now suing Swellac SSE for £7,000. At least we don't have SWAT teams here, but not yet, not anyway, at this stage. But the other thing, that's just to cover a few things in the UK here, we've had the second biggest construction company in Britain, Carillion, go bust this week. And the signals were running, red lights were flashing in Carillion for at least a year. And at least it'll keep trading. They're cutting not the bankruptcy. They owe the banks £2 billion. £2 billion. A national supplier of prison services, catering services, building railways, and this multifaceted government contractor. But it also has a pension deficit of, they said it was 800, 300 billion, million. It's five times that now. So the board of directors of this company will be up in court soon for lying on a colossal scale. And who are the auditors of that company? KPMG. Isn't that wonderful? This outfit, KPMG, have been up on fine so many times, like the pharmaceutical industry. And as regards the top four accounting companies in the world, they're top of the list for passing the accounts of companies that subsequently go bust. I mean, it's just shocking, their history. And I'm just trying to pick out a relevant piece of this article. Alex Brummer is a tremendous writer in the Daily Mail, the financial pages, and he's been a prolific. The Daily Mail is a very good financial reporting newspaper, far better than the Financial Times, which is a rabid globalist newspaper. Financial Times, as is the London Times, disgusting, vile propaganda, just like the fake news in America. They write to order, bought and paid for pimps again. But the firm, this is Carillion, will doubtless claim it was responsible for the Financial Review. The contractor, Carillion, which uncovered £845 million of spoiled contracts, that's not the article I'm looking for. It's too embedded in too much other detail. But Carillion, a shocking scandal, and again, badly handled by Philip Hammond, the Chancellor of the Exchequer. They call him, wall chart, Philip, anyway. But here's a more straightforward article about it, really. The £4 billion shockwave, Carillion collapses, cost to banks hundreds of millions, its rivals for $80 million, and 3,000 subcontracting companies. They're the guys who are going to get really screwed. 3,000 subcontractors, and they lowballed major contracts, subbed them out twice down the line, and then tried to take just 20% off the top, and virtually people working for paper-thin margins were putting themselves into trouble, subcontracting companies. There was an equally big scandal during the Thatcher era here in Britain, where they had a thing called compulsory competitive tendering, which put enormous amount of engineering companies to the wall, which was the lowest bid had to be accepted, which was ridiculous. The status and capacity of the company comes into play. It's not the lowest price per se. But that was the thing that we thought was outlawed in this country. But it's actually coming back again. And it's like the other insidious attack on low wages here. We have this zero-hours contracts. Like there's a protected minimum wage of £6-7 an hour. Britain, and it's up to $9.50 in London. That in dollar wise will be about $12, etc., $13. But to get around it, these companies introduced this thing, zero hours contracts, where you're on the books of the company, you show up for work, you might get 1 hour, 3 hours, 10 hours, or maybe no hours and sent home. called a zero hours contract, which is absolutely nasty and vicious. But but Carillion is bust is affecting 48,000 workers around the world, and 28,000 workers in Britain, and 3,000 subcontract companies. But at least it's the official receiver winding it up. And the three banks involved, Barclays, HSBC, Lloyds, and Santander, or four of them actually, are actually helping, that's the direction of the government, to help refinance the loans and debts and finances of the smaller companies. So that is one positive aspect of this bust. But just again, we can go into a lot of detail of that, but it's quite massive. Anyway, getting back to the war on the rest of us, it's a war and attack, and it says, Ethan Huff is writing an article here for Natural News, the war on whitey, that's you and me, schools and colleges are now teaching children to believe that being born white makes you a bad person. Oh yes, white privilege, that's a terrible stigma to have now. And this is how the left tried to drag everybody down into the sewer. And it says, parents of school-aged children in Wisconsin are making their grievances known about the latest onslaught of racist curriculum to creep into the state's public education system. According to reports, eighth graders in West Bend, a northwest suburb of Milwaukee, are apparently now being taught that they are bad people if their skin color is white or if their families have two parents of the opposite sex who are still married. Oh my God. During a recent segment on Tucker Carlson's Tonight, which is a pretty good program most of the time, on Fox, host Tucker Carlson explained that students attending schools in the West Bend area, which is predominantly white, are being given so-called privilege tests. Christ, this is insidious. During class, that identify being white as having an intact family as representing undue privilege. Oh boy. In society, but you being a stable, normal family, be you white or black, it doesn't matter. That's not desirable. But students will fall into either or both of these categories are basically being shamed by their teachers and told that they are inherently racist by just existing, while black and brown students are being told that they are victims who deserve special treatment. You couldn't make this up. It's absolutely insane and vicious. Many parents are understandably outraged that this is taking place under the guise of education. Well, education has been perverted under common law. Anyway, we're coming up to a break. And we should be back in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Well, the sound going out there, Ken, was perfect going out of the break, but you couldn't hear me coming back in. Well, okay. We're reading an article here by Ethan Huff from Natural News, and this outrageous carry-on, the war on whitey, where white children from stable, normal families are being made to feel guilty from being just that, and that they are suffering from white privilege. I mean, this is as sick as it gets in education. And I come down to the piece here where it says, many parents are understandably outraged that this is taking place under the guise of education. And with their hard-earned tax dollars, most 12 to 13-year-olds are too young to even understand race, let alone make up liberal concepts of white privilege. And yet they are being subjected to this child abuse under the auspices of pure public education. Very well put. And they said, liberal psychologists say that it's good to psychologically abuse young white boys because they prevent them from growing up and becoming rapists. I mean, can you believe that statement? I'm going to read this again. This is a school psychologist or some kind saying, liberal psychologist says it's good to psychologically abuse young white boys because that prevents them from growing up to become rapists. Well, that's parallel to a situation we have here in Britain this week, where a guy called John Fourboys, who was a taxi driver in London, and he was known to have attacked 100 women at least, raped several of them, and was doing it for years until he was caught, until enough women profiled him, and the police took it seriously, the police. But anyway, he was sent down for an indeterminate sentence, which means he could have stayed in jail for the rest of his life. And the probation service and the review, I forget what the review body is called, decided to plan to let him out on an electronic tag, and there is ructions going on. And because of the way the Labour Party under Blair couched the law, the current minister in this regard, was the first time this kind of thing has come up, where people want somebody not to be released, the public can't stop it from happening. And the Liberal lefty, I think she'll be interviewed tomorrow morning on the Current Affairs programme on the BBC One, probably Andrew Marr's programme early morning, Andrew Marr show, is this one who is the psychologist making the rules and interpreting the rules. It's going to be interviewed. But this is the same kind of stuff going on here on a slightly different basis. But getting back to this West Bend, Milwaukee carry-on, where they're trying to intimidate stable children from a stable family that they're not, that they're not right because they're from a proper home. I mean, it's sick, sick, sick. And such insanity is taking place at many other schools as well, including the University of Michigan, where a whiteness conference was recently held to make white students feel bad about being white. State University in Georgia also has an anti-white bias. And as this indoctrination center recently decided, it would be a good idea to segregate white students from students of color. But I'm just reading a message here. I know what Ken is saying about the board of psychologists. Well, psychologists are usually reasonable people, but psychiatrists, I've had enormous involvement with them on behalf of a young woman who was suffering mental illness the last 2 years. And the scum I had to deal with, the lying, deceitful, criminal scum, and one of them, I should name him here in Wales, who has an awful lot of say in a large part of the country, has a criminal record. And he's been kicked out of several jobs. And psychiatric care in Britain is deplorable, absolutely deplorable. 75% of people who need help kind of get it. And then they're, I've gone into it now, but I better finish this piece concisely. The first thing people suffer when they're suffering mental illness is they go to a doctor or a psychiatrist and they're isolated. And the person closest to them, the wife, partner, whatever, cannot be involved in the consultation in 90% of cases. So that is outrageous. Nobody, a doctor, a psychiatrist, or anybody helping somebody with depression or mental illness cannot deal with them unless they talk to the person close to them, because they're only getting half or quarter of the story. And it's absolutely insane. And then the third kicker is they're put on SSRIs. Well, that'll do them in completely. Anyway, just tell Ken, just fade down on the return. I hear the music there. On the return, just fade down the music when you're happy to do it, and I'll follow through. Okay, we're going to a break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on, and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Reading this article, I'm going to finish anyway, about this appalling carry on of making people, children from stable families, if they're white, feel guilty. And this is going on at this West Bend college in Wisconsin. Milwaukee, West Bend, northwest suburb of Milwaukee. But I put this article up at a special place amongst hundreds of slots I have here. But it's an outstanding article showing the absolute utter insanity of intimidation. We're to be extinguished. The white population in America, if the left whites are that. They regard themselves as they're enlightened. There's the ultra liberal lefty New Age beliefs. They think that's enlightenment. That's how pig, ignorant, and stupid and inbred they are. I mean, that's it. But later on today on this program, I'm coming to an outstanding story, a heartwarming story. But young people and old people being put together to help each other. It's outstanding. We'll leave that for later on. But on a very depressing subject again, this thing of enforced vaccinations. And that's Mike Adams writing this article for National News. Depopulation test run. 75% of children who receive vaccines in Mexico town are now dead or hospitalized. Right? You hear what I said? 75% of children who received vaccines in a Mexican town are now dead or hospitalized. And this is well-researched. National News do not repeat gossip. They do serious research and forensic examination of what is going on. Those two words, what is, that's what's about, you could say, define what RBN is about and the work that I do and other people do. It's what is going on, who's doing it, and why they're doing it. Across military, medical, government and looking at a Lionel Nation, a very good, funny character, but very good investigative journalist, ex-New York attorney. He does a video blog on YouTube, but he's interviewing a guy like Jim Lee on chemtrails and what it's doing to us, and the aluminium and barium and strontium being pumped out of aircraft, which is absolutely poisoning the atmosphere. And that's what Alana Freeland, who was on this program, be on again soon, was explaining. I mean, this is absolutely demonic, truly demonic. But to get back to national news here, despite the insidious attempts of the corporate-controlled U.S. media to censor the stories about the deadly side effects of vaccines, the truth keeps surfacing. The latest vaccine tragedy to strike has killed two babies in La Pimenta, Mexico, and sent 37 more to hospital with serious reactions to toxic vaccine additives. 14 children are in serious condition, 22 are stable, and one is in critical condition. Chiapas Health Secretariat in Mexico, in a statement, gave out that information. What's especially alarming is that only 52 children were vaccinated in all, meaning 75% of those receiving the vaccines are now either dead or hospitalized. The vaccines were administered by the Mexican Social Security Institute, also known as IMSS. The institute confirmed the deadly reactions occurred after children receiving the injections of vaccines for tuberculosis, rotavirus, and hepatitis B, a three-in-one vaccine that children are too young to have given them, anyway, to be given. The same viral strains targeted by vaccines routinely administered to children in the United States. The IMSS authority in Mexico suspends vaccinations pending further investigation. According to Fox News Latino in Mexico, the IMSS has suspended the vaccines pending the outcome of an investigation into why so many children have been killed or hospitalized. Totally shocking. According to the entire mainstream media in the United States, which is 100% controlled by corporate interests, vaccines never harm anyone and are perfectly safe to inject into children in unlimited quantities. This dangerous, inhumane vaccine injury denialism is rampant across the corporate-controlled media, which contributes to the deaths of innocent babies and children by refusing to acknowledge that the truth is that vaccines kill children and mutilate children on a regular basis. Just recently, in fact, the UK government agreed to pay $90 million to victims of swine flu vaccine. The vaccine caused permanent brain damage to over 800 children across Europe. The truth is that vaccines regularly harm and even kill innocent children, most likely because of the toxic chemical adjuvants and preservatives they still contain. As the CDC openly admits, vaccines are still intentionally formulated with mercury, aluminium, MSG, and formaldehyde. I mean, these are the four most toxic things you can put in the body, second only to lead and strychnine. Some vaccines even use ingredients derived from aborted human fetal tissue. Last year, the CDC scientist blew the whistle on the CDC committing scientific fraud to cover up links between vaccines and autism in young African-American males. And it says here, the test run for depopulation via vaccines. It's a form of genocide. As globalists now fully realize, the vaccines are by far the best way to cull the human population, because most people can be tricked into lining up and asking for them. The elderly lining up for the flu shots, God help their sense. They're like, it's not the Black Death we're fighting. Like, garlic and vitamin C alone prevent most people and improve most people's health and give them a resistance to flu. Thus, they're saying here, there is no need to resort to all the difficulties used by the Nazis to commit genocide in World War II, involving complex logistics of railroad cars, gas chambers, construction of mass graves, prisoners tracking via IBM computer technology, and so on. Yes, the Nazis' genocide and prisoner tracking was powered by an IBM computer. Yeah, we know that. It says IBM and the Holocaust. Yes. As the vaccine and Merck was set up under the Nazis as the key pharmaceutical industry company, and they direct everything, by the way, Merck. As the vaccine industry has now come to realize, it's so much easier to kill people when they voluntarily comply with the injections hence the aggressive media propaganda push to achieve absolute blind obedience to vaccines so that no one will ask questions when sterilization or euthanasia chemicals are used. That's no doubt why vaccines have been routinely tested for depopulation programs via the two primary methods. One, achieve covert sterilization of targeted populations by combining sterilization chemicals with vaccines, which is what they call the slow kill. Direct number two, directly kill vaccine recipients by intentionally lacing vaccines with euthanasia chemicals that cause death. And as a method one has been repeatedly used throughout Africa, Mexico, and South America to inflict sterilization upon targeted groups via immunization and vaccination programs. Anyway, the article goes on and on and on. On lots of detail about that, but and he's saying one of the things, President Obama was even forced to publicly apologize in 2011 after the cover-up collapsed of the death rate. There's nothing the Nazis did in the 1930s and 40s that the pharmaceutical industry wouldn't be willing to repeat today under the label of science and public health. I mean, get away. I always tell the story just briefly. I've only been in a doctor's surgery about six times in my entire life. I've hardly ever taken a prescription for anything. But this creature one day, after getting a HED medical from a male doctor, his assistant, this one, Rowena, mentioned her full name, down in my office was telling me about this, that, and the other men's health, that I should come to the Well Man Clinic. And I said, what's that? Where is it? I said, it's here. What it is a nurse and a load of crap and more charging out they can do to the NHS for you as a patient because they get a decapitation grant for the number of patients they have in their book. And this creature, Rowena, was using all sorts of marketing language to me, this doctor. And I'm sitting there, kneecap to kneecap beside her, you know, and I put my hand up and I say, excuse me. And now she's really taken aback that I interrupted her. And I said, excuse me, I'm going to tell you something. I said, when you hear doctors, teachers, police officers, and politicians using marketing language, you know, they say, she didn't know. I said, get out fast. Get out really fast. Well, she pulled back to me like I had knifed her in the chest. You know? But just a little set to I had with a doctor. And all I went in there was for to get my HCV license medical updated, you know. That they never wanted to see me again. But, I've had many, many run-ins with that with people in officialdom. But as I said, flu-pocalypse, mass hysteria is just another propaganda push for mindless vaccination compliance. And Mike Adams is still going on with this article. I'll just read a piece of it. It's so predictable. The mainstream propaganda media all now functioning as prostitutes for the pseudoscience vaccine industry are claiming a flu-pocalypse, I haven't heard that phrase before, is devastating America. It's grossly exaggerated. The solution, you're all supposed to get injected with the mercury-laced flu hot shot. Of course, it's all in order to do your part to halt the complete destruction of human civilizations now being implied by the media propagandists. They're all the same media outlets that all also claim global warming is caused by the freezing cold weather across America. So their grip on science reality is lacking. The global warming, I'll just go back on that, is totally, there's never been, it's stunning that the global warming for or against has not included the third entity, which is weather manipulation and chemtrails, and as an act of warfare, which is massive. They were saying last night in an article, a video article on RBN, about this global warming carry on. Every one of the Middle East countries that the Americans have targeted were first hit with massive droughts, unbelievable droughts, and it is a weapon of the United States, and of course the Chinese and the Russians are getting good at it too, but that's the undeclared warfare that's never been reported on for the last 25 years. And as Jim Lee was saying on this program, they've been at this for 100 years. It's 100 years. The first ever piece of that test was done in 1915, cloud seeding and all the rest. It's now very sophisticated. They can do it from the ground, from vehicles. And herself, was Alana Freeland, who was on this talking about the weaponization of the atmosphere, which she's written a book on. It is absolutely shocking. It's tyranny we're surrounded by. But we'll go through those individually again. Lana Freeland back on, and hopefully do 2 hours, because it's a vast subject, but she's absolutely extremely good and very fluent on explaining it. Adams is saying here, you know, this carry-on of hurry and get your flu shot, even though flu shots rarely work. Well, this year there's totally a total disaster, both in Britain and Europe. But again, people's food is so bereft of minerals, and the clothing they wear, it never fails to amaze me here in Britain, and everywhere I see film reports, young children going to school without a proper hat and a proper coat on wet days, and walking along the streets, and neglected children. This is from middle-class areas. And it's just absolutely appalling. Only wonder people get flu. And then they have the Brits here, 70 million people in this country, and the Brits go abroad. There's 38 million flights, holidays out to the continent a year. And they go out with pale white skin to a blasting climate in Spain, get burned to hell, which affects your immune system and your total immune system. They come back and they all have the flu in the winter. No surprise at all. But it's absolutely shocking, the stupidity of people. And final article on this. He's writing a very, very long article. It's very good. The name of the article for reference is Flu Apocalypse. By Mike Adams of Natural News. And he's written on January 16, 2018. It's right up to date. And it's a very, very good book. This mass hysteria is just another propaganda push for mindless vaccinations. Wow. Absolutely correct. The excuse me. And he's an auditor. I won't do it. If you're convinced vaccines are safe, you're not well informed. Here's the information being withheld from you, et cetera, et cetera. And they list all the reasons why they are. But anyway, I come now to a good news story, an outstanding story. I'll repeat it if we hit the break. But a very enlightened man, an absolutely outstanding professor, outstanding guy in a Bristol University. Don't tell me, I haven't got his name. I'll go and pull it up on just clicking my screen here. In a Bristol, UK, southwest England, brought together a school and an old folks home, whereby the young children in the creche, 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds, moved the creche into the old folks home where there was space, and the young children were allowed 1 hour, 2 hours to interact with the old people, tell them what they were doing, show them their artwork, this, that, and the other, and it has transformed the lives of the old folks in that old folks home. And I'm just writing my own title here. As I read it, I'll say it. It's what happens, HAPP, and when you bring together people, we can't have dead air when we're writing this. Children, G-H-I-L-D-E-R-N, and a old folks home. I know it'll come up when I hit this. I have part of the article here. Missed, I'm not telling, I missed some stuff. And, here we are. What happens when you bring together toddlers? Bring together toddlers into a nursing home. That in retirement, they've done it in Britain and America, so I'll read the American one. In a retirement home in Seattle, Washington, a flock of toddlers frequently socialize with elderly residents. The Intergenerational Learning Center is at the heart of a documentary called Present Perfect, a film that chronicles the human experience of bringing together two generations of people who have more in common than people realize. And it says here, at Serenity assisted living in Dilworth, United. The young and old as commonplace as a competitive bridge game. For nearly 50 residents who call Serenity home, even that brings the children or puppies into the facility are always a hit. Said manager Dennis Sutton, a very bad writer this year. Bridging the gap between generations also helped destroy stigmas about nursing homes and assisted living facilities. by bringing children together. Anyway, I could short-circuit the article by saying... At the after this break, Butch, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Lives have been transformed by a social experiment. and it says 4-year-old children attended the home every day for 6 weeks to attend a temporary nursery. And they said this, it's this formed the basis of a Channel 4 in Britain, Channel 4 TV station, documentary, which has really got tremendous ratings. Then an incredible social experiment brought 10 young children into their lives, transformed their physical and mental well-being, and gave them a new lease of life. And I know I'll short-circuit the article by saying it has actually brought the old people alive. They're eating better, walking and moving around more, and they have thrown away most of the tablets and prescriptions they're on. Surprise, surprise. And it's been an outstanding success, and it's going to be copied around the world now. It's done on a controlled, supervised basis like this was properly done. And the outstanding man behind the project, when I go down the article here, and I will come to his name now in a second. Here he is. He's Professor Malcolm Johnson. Outstanding man, doctor, medical guy. His speciality is gerontologist, G-E-R-O-N-T-O-L-O-G-I-S-T, a gerontologist, to do his generational medicine of different age groups. And he is not an outstanding guy, but Professor Malcolm Johnson has started this, and it's spread, and it's spreading like wildfire. And it's a heartwarming success, good news story, which I must make a point of getting at least one a week on this program, considering the stuff we have to deal with. But it's really outstanding. It's really improved and caused a great stability in the young children. They usually latch on to one old person, say the young child likes to draw, and one of the, say, elderly people might have been a retired artist, and things like that. And it's become an outstanding success. I could read out all this article, but it's just a double, treble, quadruple bonus. It's just outstanding, and the cost is minimal, absolutely minimal. It's whereby there was a space in an old folks' home for a creche to be put in there, and neither is interfering with the other, but it's greatly enhancing the lives of the people involved. It's the article, if you want to pull it up on Google and the likes of that, or the DuckDuckGo, which I use them, and it says the regeneration game. It's the major article in the... Okay, we're coming up to the top of the hour, and we should be back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.